USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It is going to take a miracle for Jacob Blake Jr. to ever walk again.
Attorney Benjamin Crump updating us on the status of Blake, who was shot in Kenosha, Wisconsin by police on Sunday. That shooting has led to some peaceful protests during the day, but the last two nights there has been violence and looting as well. Louisiana and the southeastern coast of Texas are preparing for Hurricane Laura. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying extremely powerful winds are expected to hit parts of his state when Laura makes landfall on Thursday. As for Louisiana, Democratic Governor of Louisiana John Bel Edwards says,
"This has the potential to be the strongest hurricane to hit since Hurricane Rita."
Residents are continuing to evacuate before the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Wildfires are continuing to burn in California. With an update, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 14,000 firefighters are working, trying to control over 625 wildfires. The CZU Lightning Complex fire, clearly the biggest, it's prompted the largest evacuation orders. CAL FIRE San Mateo Santa Cruz Unit Chief Ian Larkin says,
"We're in this for the long haul. This is a historic event for this unit. We have never seen fire like this in the recent history that we have any records for."
A district judge in New York is rejecting Ghislaine Maxwell's request to be released into the prison's general population as she awaits trial for sex trafficking underage girls. Maxwell had asked for an end to what she calls onerous conditions while she's being held in jail. The former girlfriend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is in solitary confinement inside a Brooklyn jail. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is slamming Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for planning to address a Republican National Convention from Israel tonight. Pelosi calling it appalling and unprecedented, she argued that representatives of the State Department should never engage in partisan political activities. Pelosi did not address all the Democrats serving under President Obama who spoke at the 2012 convention. The CDC has new rules on travel. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check the recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.